Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
There's a lady, elderly lady from Buckland. Her name is Nita Tana. She is being bumped with good air because there's passengers in Deering. I don't know how to deal with it. Do you need to call? Yes. Thank you.
Teku, tema atau hikutahri ipak sabak tanah silagi calungan kibani nunagi kapten ni iap teknik tamel kita pikapta ingat suri rawan kuyagi tikin tanah sibul lelu okotikin lau kio. First I want to say that thank everyone that prayed for those couple guys that got lost up there. Deku, we're glad that they were in good condition when they found them, even though they might have been starved after 5 days. Deku, praise the Lord. I would like to ask Billy Sheldon, will you please open our meeting with a prayer, please? We'll go to number three. Everybody have the agenda. We'll have the introduction of the staff and the guests. We can start from Marie, you, your staff. And okay, we can, yeah, from you.
Elizabeth Sheldon from Nervous. Hannah Harris from Catholic. Charlie Hoffman, Senior Center.
Roland Booth, Nana Ward, Pastor Queen.
Richard Gellerhorn, Jr., R3P, which stands for Recovering Persons Prevention Project.
Kirk Barger.
Dan Snyder, Executive Director for Manila Manpower.
Chuck Green, Northwest Audit Bureau.
Ako, Jennings, Manila Association, anybody safe for me?
Tom Alaco, representing Senior Center.
Frank Stein, Cassidy.
Thank you. We have a guest this afternoon, and roll call lock pati good ubut PC Billy Ilvichaglan.
Billy Sheldon from Harvick.
Yeah, and you were invited to this Ipakshak tour, eh? Good, very good, thank you. Okay, very good. Okay, we'll start from Sikanyangat Namur.
Billy Morris from Norvik, at large member of Canada.
Rachel
Craig,
Hockaday.
Pauline Bride, Deering.
Percy Jackson, Diana.
Leonard Douglas Chungnik.
Tommy Sheldon, at large.
Guyana.
Warren Raymond, Vice Chairman of Solon.
Keku, I was really hoping he'd be down here early so he could start the meeting. Alfred Wells, Chairman, and from Warwick. Okay, very good. We have quite a long list down the line. Well, we'll read the agenda first before we ask for approval. Number five, we'll start from number five, is approval of agenda, and then reports. Northwest Arctic Borough. A is article of incorporation. B is research on impact child rearing. C is NAGPRA. They'll explain that to us after a while. Number seven is NANA Regional Corporation. A, New Battle State Award Selection. Eight is Robert Newland's Akaluk Trust. A is New Battle State Grant Program. B is Sivanamic 94. C is Consolidation of Inupiaq Electrical State Programs. Number 9 is Manilak Manpower. Number 10 is Manilak Association. A is Traditional Foods Program. B is Ford Foundation Grant. 11 is R3P Recovering Persons Prevention Project. 12 is Cape Smythe. We were going to invite Billy Lee for this. I forgot. Date of next meeting is number 13. Number 14 is comments. And number 16, we don't have number 15, so maybe we could put that for other. Number 15. And number 16 is closing prayer. Number 17 is adjournment. Dear Tapko, Kati Mati Shabut, Tamarumani, afternoon me, Tana in Nguralang Nasut. Ipaksak, village report me go kakalak, Tony Aglan, next time when I be yipta, Piskinyo Yuhut, Takishuruk, 1 hour si Pichuruk na kai. Kwa ukuninga sabakang nirala kupta na kuna yak paluktuk ami na kugi yupsing na ga village report tal kusi. Naga pinyakan nga sini pag mga pisuk pisi.
Chris
Makalaob ka. Okay, Chris Makalaob ka. Village report.
AFN report na kaglaano po na Okoti hirap sa isuk na
rin. Okay. Taka nung nga other mong pilyag lago. Naga na mo. Na
mo pilyag.
Naga kulwa ng lorak.
Upa, kulwa ng lorak. Tapo, uko, sa baktor. Pilyak kuptiging, nakunayak
ko kami.
R3P tulu. Manilak manpower lu. And who else? Here from something.
Uh-huh.
I think Tommy is here representing Senior Center, right?
Yeah. Okay,
does
so.
Does he have a report to make?
Can we put it on to Northwest Arctic Borough report to that area or Manila? Yali. Okay. Oh, okay. Manila. Yali. Looks. Eh, apa yaglan eh? Yalchinyor. Northwest good di mun pilak lugu ni
makot sabaktot
sabaktot
tidak tuh sebuli rasu dah kau nak kau nak
eh okay di mun Northwest Arctic pro di mun tamna AFN pilak snapput okay. Tap kuninga agenda khori technique ilo khri rock. Mm-hmm. motion na laupan uang uba ari agi nak kai na sini ta motion nang nak tu
bung uba ari agi la
ah ari I minim tu li ga
ati itakta
hai
ati itakta
ke ek e is Ijakta, Ijlakrot, Ijaglic. Okay, take two. Quick, you know, not put. Approve of the receiver. Can you guys understand a little bit? Good. Even a little bit, all the self. Okay, take two. But from Northwest Arctic, that research on impact.
Naka, Dako Pisiwabut, R3P, and Manila Manpower, and Tommy O from Manila Dako Sibulit Kublewit Pikabut.
Oh, Manila Manpower?
Mm.
Okay. Any luck man power me what? Ako pinin ko lang sa kanya ng chok, number 3 ko lang tumini. Many luck man power. Pagkalag lapot.
Okay. My name is Dan Snyder. I'm the executive director of Many Luck Manpower. What I'd like to do here, I guess, is I'd like to explain the programs that we have over at Manila Manpower. Our major programs there are from the U.S. Department of Labor. We do have two programs under the Joint Training Partnership Act. The first program allows us to assist people who wish to go to technical training. We fund students for the technical center here in Kotzebue, for the technical center in Seward, and then also we send people to Anchorage and Fairbanks for computer training. Under that program also, we have a work experience program for the schools in this area. And we've budgeted 15 positions. We asked the schools to give us a proposal, asking for the number of positions that they would like to have. And then after we receive all the proposals, we give out number of positions that we can. Usually we get more requests than the number of positions that we have. The other program we have with the Department of Labor is the Summer Youth Employment and Training Program. And the last 2 years we've been helping the Tech Center put together academic enrichment program here in Kotzebue. We bring students from the villages, plus some from Kotzebue. And they go to school for half a day and then work for half a day. This year was the first year that we had tested the students, given them a basic reading and writing test. And what we found out was of 31 students, we found out that 16 were reading below the seventh grade level. And hopefully our academic enrichment program will bring their reading up a little bit better, but It looks like this is a program at the tech center that we need to continue in order to have our students reach a higher grade level in their reading. With the Department of Labor programs that we have, we have to determine if they're eligible, and our main eligibility criteria is income. If someone is working and wants to stop doing the job that they're doing and go to school, we'd have to look at if they make too much money already, then we wouldn't be able to help them. Most of the time, though, I'd say 99% of the people that walk into our office are eligible. A lot of times what happens too is that when a student graduates from high school and tries to apply as a member of a family, if both parents are working, then that student wouldn't be eligible. So what we let them do is apply by themselves without including the rest of their family, so that this student can go on to technical training. We do have another training program with the Department of Health and Human Services, and it's called the JOBS program. It's the JOBS program is a program to assist people who are on AFDC go to training or to get a job. We'd usually end up with a OJT contract if it's a work experience program with a job. And basically that program is to help people get off of AFDC. We don't get much money for that program. We use most of the funds for our administration, and what we end up doing is funding their training through JTPA. We do have a child care program, and that program there is to assist low-income people with their child care needs. A lot of times you find people who want to work, but if they do go to work and get a babysitter, that most of their income would go to pay the babysitter. So what we do is we pay the babysitter so that the people can go to work. And the only people under that program that we will not pay as babysitter is the other parent. The parents get to choose whoever they want to have them watch their children. It could be their brothers or sisters, their parents, their cousins. It doesn't matter who, as long as the person watching their children isn't the other parent. If the other parent isn't working, we tell them, then that parent can watch the children. It's his job anyhow, or their job. Under that program, last year, we started an Inupiaq immersion program at the daycare center here in Kotzebue. We funded two positions, a teacher and an aide. We had some good feedback from the parents. They were saying that their children were picking up Inupiaq language and speaking some Inupiaq, but a lot more than what they would have learned had we not had that program. There were some problems to it. It was staffing problems between the daycare and the instructors. I think mainly the major problems that we had on that program is that nobody in this area has ever done an immersion program before. So we couldn't, really evaluate the program. There was no supervision for the instructors, and the instructors didn't have any material to work with. I called Senator Murkowski's office. I know they've got a public law dealing with Native American languages or Alaska Native languages now. And I was told that the law was passed, but the funding isn't there. So I told them to send me the law and then keep me informed as to the funding. I've been keeping my eye out for funding for future immersion programs, but it's real difficult to find it. And I think if we were to have our children learn Inupiaq language, I think an immersion program to where nothing but English is, Inupiaq spoken, then I think we'd have a better chance of teaching our children. And the reason we thought of an immersion program is because when we went to school, there was an immersion program, but it was an English immersion program, and it worked. And we feel that if we start up an immersion program, then that should work as well. The other program that we have is the Village Public Safety Officer Program. We have 10 villages in our region that has a need for the VPSOs, but the state gives us funding for only 7. So right now, Kivalina, Buckland, and one other one is not filled. What I've done is I've written to the BIA. I know they've got a law enforcement program to see if our villages would qualify for that program. I haven't heard nothing, but once I do, and if it's favorable, then we'll definitely submit a program for the other 3 villages. Thank you. Any questions?
I would like to ask Billy and Roland, feel free to ask questions since you guys are invited to our meeting. You have any questions for? Yeah, Roland?
Yeah, my only question is what do you desire from the Settlers Council?
Right. Yeah, I think I'm not sure. I just brought this out. Everything that we do is information. There's nothing that, you know, I'm asking for right now.
But you got some valuable information there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I think I've kept in contact with Marie and Hannah on much of that, especially the Inupiaq Immersion Program.
Lots of information that the villages should know. Do the villages keep in contact with you?
We talk to the villages quite a bit, the city offices and the IRA council. Probably a newsletter or a description of the programs that we have distributed to the villages might help.
That would help, and if some of us who are really busy, if we had that in front of us, then when people call us from different places, we could just say so-and-so has that kind of problem. Mm-hmm. And the other thing I was wondering is, in this immersion, in your back in immersion program, is Kotzebue a pilot project? Are you planning eventually to help the villages with it? Or what?
Well, I don't think the child care program, there isn't enough funding from the child care program to do that in each of the villages. Mm. I selected Kotzebue mainly because there was a daycare program here. And we targeted the 3-year-olds, hoping that they were young enough to where they could pick it up a lot better than the older kids.
And I know we had problems up there last year, and some of our elders went there to help, and because they found out they were calling some of the kids with their names wrong because their mothers didn't know how to pronounce the Eskimo name.
and we got a lot of good feedback from the parents on how much their children were picking up. I think the problem with the way the school was doing it is that they just give you a word and tell you the meaning of the word. They don't know how to tell you how to use it. Mm. You know.
In that line too, utukanani okora laka hote tematko kang siyak pisigi kang sigu chipsigu rola na bili okodi sa kaya kasi uba kang simo rakup lutap tu okodi gati pichup sa ni rasik sa put kinu na pini sabat ta na pini rakto ni ikayuto ni ramari uta pini sabtiu ikayong nakto nun subalo aglasi kundo ubo ko ra lak tak tak kang sin rechup si ubo kang ser bi sahi in a in pe dun kang sit chak ti ti sahi itu
yo long malu itu mal so
wa me agla week ma ko pak mana me ba pak mana me ba kang sisup nak palu kiksi tamat kunanga maybe there weren't very many way nei palukala to the mat tamat kununa test kang sigun si test kang itap ko 7th grade level muna glass kanya ket na kang semana pata in mali maulu kai sapak agla to up dong pata in ma ke dun rabu kunni ilo sup na paluk tamat kunane te na dun glan wa no na khir la ket ne high school ok Ich kopp lu mit der High School und in der Tanger gelaufen. Ke du noch einen Wagen mal ja fahren ronen, aber ich kada lu na aglaga ta kopan na lu te te man ja jo du die gelaufen kaputt der mal ich kopp gelaufen lu die gab. Na gowa aber na Allah hone ili sakhir min mal ili nel jutut. Wanga mi wa ke du noch ka kingunat min ni rana mata wangali unit unit kada lu jinna Wangalai sih kanu agak di langit kangen si mereka sih tu, si mana dia, bangga yuk suka cuci tangan itu ni, soalah kan, asih suli mana juble, enam bisa orang tak si mami sekolah ni, diragani lagi, cuci malih mau test tak tu ni, kanu lihat ada mana test tak aja kalau apa, buat amat kuno ni kangen si mana luj, agak begini, buat jalan suci sih saksi buat, akis wrong peralok tu. Pengin nyirah ke semua kasih iso dironan pecuksa ke jutawa pecuksa sampai kalau aku menaut gua ingatun itu dilaling nih ke sawah kalu juga manpau tut suwa sawah tiksas kenyani kitna sunik nalun ada semua rah ini semua dirah nih ke senowo gua sawangit sawah lukat gua tu sawah lukuri kita semikirna sawah kaptilah ini sama ini asih kan ik zie op zink, maar dat kan ik zie jaren na dat wil gewoon kopen zeg inderdaad. Je zal het laatste jaar op naar ik zie wat staat. Maar dan nee, als je niet op acteur naar dat wil naar pas hier naar kwalificeren. Kan ik zie jaren op kopen zink, zo die kunt dus maar kopen zeg zin, city council zeg zin, na ka IRA council zeg zin, die ligt duur die ligt gewoon niet. Maar dan na Semite kang sila pa niya lulu it na sinig sa mapakti up na tawag na inaudi lulu iyok di lulu it kang sila lulu ikawlak di lulu jilangan tigup singulu kaun kang sila palupisin na akira lulu sinig amin pigay ning ngit kusin tamat ko
the only other thing I need to add is
every school question Dan
okay go ahead
was this reading level testing only from contributing students
No, it was from the entire region. Everybody that participated in the program at the tech center. Mm-hmm. We did have some of the students in the villages working as well, and those never got tested, so we don't know what the remainder of our summer students were, what level they were at.
Were the students high school graduates?
Mm-hmm. No, they were in high school. Some of them. I think 10th, 11th, and 12th graders. Mm-hmm.
It would be good if they're tested in the villages too.
Yes. By regulations, we were required to assess every participant that come into our office. we didn't have any tests available for those in the villages because we didn't have them for us. The tech center did the testing for those up there.
And it's just those that applied to go to tech center?
Yes, for the summer youth program.
We go along some electric side thing, you know. Kami uko inipera ako tuli sumik ka sinal palukat inisu isumay.
Ubatuli ilang a tabi mo na child care program akun. Itna ang iromik maning mik ako kuya ka mik job ikalong na kluwi. Ika yusik sa kaluwi kami kitong rangit ko na ikpatigi pinyaksot aglan tabro magok igigigam ang ayok hap iliwasin nga katik at lat ilangi ko nagsikpate ako yagalore aglan ang ayok hang urokukok nalek ika yusu nga na ame akejak sa siwa na lu tap go go ang ayo kang ro tap ra sa bari ga chetun ra mi lik chet ko na chet lik sa tap mo na sulle pi dakta sulle kununa jobs program nu tat upon rami sa bag sakse mata asing ilokatik ang ayok hangit sa bakutig lupi magnik manik ako kuk sa tangat ang igak takman sa nasigok ing mikun sa bag sakse si luwit akang isa nalaka apang isa akin yatek kang is iyalit isang nagis mata tapro muna ikayut lagay sa kita na sa masakseto itna maningmik maning yato rang yunito kanulat ka uba nutawulo kitunrektulo ikayong naralore tulitabra inyo perasikon upa e papa grecha inyo perasikon tago muna pukaksuya lakto inyo perasikon mitlip kakuta nutat nalong beda ako taksuya kakisibot na isimoran lakata Pitko uba daycare kasi tarong mene dam na olak nip yugo daycare center kahoting at latase nunakira dit na daycare center nip yuting ase olak ninyan ka sakit-sakit noron lakuni uba kasi tarong mene pitko mga daycare center kahoting ato sa masuli ang aladute tap nitong suli maninyak sa kadaikya kating pigiwit yating ame ang ayokhang udo tabrani konexit kayo suli tap ko BPSO imago kivalinyag lu baksan lu kinyalute nalelute mema BPSO Mr. Lockett, but more land up to Nunaktuk, that na, Akis Toxinic, Akis Toxicanic, Tabaka Hutti. I go what? Is it Joe Sakagati with Kalisinic, Tabaka Tilani?
Now let's say a pursuit of shape, boy. Takilyaktowa. Apa shooting site to see?
Thank you very much, Dan. The only other thing I had to say is every program that we have over at Manila Manpower, except for the VPSO program, can be contracted directly with the feds by the IRA or traditional councils from your villages. Thank you.
Thank you. Manila mo natkaktaal lagu ta suli. Number 10A, Traditional Foods Program. Na leta pinya kanga.
Naka upo ko R3P ko luka ko madrop.
Kisuki?
Number 11 guro tap ko.
Oh, number 11 guro?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
okay. Well, we'll turn to you.
Hi, my name is Richard Gallahorn, Jr. I'm a member of R3P, which stands for Recovering Persons Prevention Project. I have the mission statement here, and if you guys would like a copy, you can take one and pass them on down. Recovering Persons Prevention Project is... Well, I'm a recovering alcoholic myself, and it's been just over 3 years since I started my recovery. And since then, I have seen what alcohol and drugs are doing to our people. And many times I have become overwhelmed with despair because of all this going on. And I feel that something must be done. And we of R3P, we have been doing activities, coming up with what things we'd like to do. What do we need to do to get the message across that it's okay to be sober? What do we need to do to get the message across that this alcohol and drugs are destroying our people, a lot of people? This was formed back in May of this year, and I've been a part of it since July of this year. And it has done me, it has supported me in my recovery. I have needed some people, you know, to talk to, and this is a sober support system for me. And also, what we like to do is get the message across about sobriety. And how we do it is I use my life as an example of what I went through when I was drinking, what happened when I decided to sober up, and how do I stay sober today. R3P also has sponsored some events here in Cotsville, like the Mother's Day Parade, the Father's Day Gathering, the Father's Day Gathering, Children for Sobriety Parade, and the block party that the Red Ribbon Campaign, that started off the Red Ribbon Campaign for Sobriety. And we do have some plan for this month, which we'd like to start. We're in the planning process. We'd like to do some presentations on alcohol and drugs, try to get into the schools, try to get to the public. For December, we have some activities planned. And we're trying to get other organizations to get involved with R3P so we can start doing some activities like dog mushing, snow machine races. Just get together and have fun where it doesn't have to be so competitive. One thing I'd like to see started too is the Eskimo games that we used to have a long time ago. Where I remember going to the community center here in Cotsville, where they had lines of people on one side, on both sides, and they challenged each other in Eskimo games. There was women on one end of the building and men on the other side, and they just challenged each other just to get together and enjoy the evening. These are the things that we'd like to do. I guess what I'm here to ask for is support for our group. It has just started, and we have been looking for a house or some place that we can use as a sobriety club. we are a nonprofit organization. We have to look for funds in order to have such a building, and we don't have that right now. But like I said, someone said something at one of our meetings, and we're tired of waiting for something to happen, and we have to take that step forward to say it's okay to be sober. I have a album here that was started back in May. You'd all like to look at it. That's all I have. If there's any questions?
I would like to share.
My
name is Kirk Barger. I'm with him. I've been going to AA meetings, which is Alcoholics Anonymous, and there's little. I listened to this last meeting where a lot of elders gathered. They all worked in with the younger people, but they forgot us, where we have AA meetings. And Richard and I are really committed into helping other people like us that try to work and support each other in staying sober. And there's very few people committed like us. Like I've been sober 4 months now, and in AA meetings I would have to chair, because most of these young people are people that come in that are not in the alcohol program, are new, and I would have to chair the meeting and try to pick a topic like self-esteem or whatever I want to pick on that help the other person on how they're, like, for example, myself, I had to start from when I was a little boy and how I grew up and why I became today an alcoholic and drug addict. And I have experience in that. And AA meeting, and I want to start in an NA meeting. And I've seen a lot of people come to AA meetings and NA meetings, and our group, R3P, who want to help other alcoholics or people, anybody who wants to get away from drinking or anything, they need a place to go. And Richard and I and Lori, we have a lot of experience in helping people, and we would like to. I heard Lori said she would quit her job right now to help Kotzebue or anybody who come in. If they gave us a building, she would quit her job and commit her life to help in helping people like us, because we need a place around here. Because instead of the, I know a lot of you talked about helping the younger people, but they forgot us. You know, we're the ones that are doing the work, and we need help. We have nobody to turn to, and just a couple days ago, alcohol and drugs set me back 20 years in my education. And a couple days ago, I took my TV out and I replaced it with books, Bibles, the whole works, because I want to help. And the reason I'm here is he called me last minute, but I support him in asking you people for support so we can have a building to help anyone who needs help that involves alcohol, drugs, or people who are abusing their children or their family. They could come to us, and we have the experience. Thank you.
Thank you.
One thing we need in our village is we have no recreation for our children. In every one of our villages, after school, they have nothing to do.
That's what we're working towards, not just alcohol and drugs, things to do like that too, you know?
Yeah.
That.
And about elders meeting back home, mm-hmm. We sometimes send a note to airlines that to bring their views to the villages. And wonder what they always do, because then those passengers, they always come and we always know they're treating them. And as we work for that, we encourage them in their life as settings of attitude.
We're not an organization. All we are is a group of people that want to help in any way we can, but like doing activities, giving presentations on about alcohol and drugs did to me, things like that. Probably you'd have to get with someone else on the airlines. I don't know who, though. What we like to do is activities. We meet every Monday and Thursday, and we sit down and discuss what can we do this month or this week, just to have fun, just to get together. I've been trying to get into the tech center to do some presentations on alcohol and drugs up there. I haven't received word yet, but I'll keep on trying.
What's really needed is a building. We need a building so it could work. And it's just, it's really needed. A lot of people around here need a building to go to just to be there and watch TV, play cards or something else, or if they want to talk, you know, that's what we're working towards too.
Where do you meet right now?
Mondays, 8 o'clock at the Detox Center. Mm-hmm. Thursday nights, 7 o'clock at the Senior Center.
Mm-hmm. And they're too small.
When you say it's too small, how many people are you?
Sometimes there's 20 or more. Mm-hmm. You know, but they get discouraged because we don't have enough support. You know,
there were times that I wanted to give up, but you know, I have to keep on going, not only for my own good, but for the people too out there that do need help. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes that just by giving my story out to someone, what happened to me while I was on alcohol, and what happened that made me quit. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe they want what I have, and all I got to do is share with them what I did mm-hmm. to get what I have today. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing I like to do, is to share my pain, my joys, everything with mm-hmm. them, with another person.
We have material too, books, tablets, stuff like that.
There has been some other villages that have called us that wanted to know what we're all about, and we have sent out some mission statements and some packets on how they can get started on their own R3P.
What time do you meet?
8 o'clock on Mondays and 7 on Thursdays.
You have a good start. We're proud of you. Don't give up, keep on. Seems like the elders' prayers is being answered. We've been praying for you, young people. Don't give up. Be the word.
That's what we need, your support. That's why we're here. We need your support, because we see your guys' relatives, people coming from villages, and they're just, you know, we want to help them get their own thing, because when we meet, sometimes, a lot of times, we're like a guide for them into going to church. Like when I first got into trouble, just speaking out in that AA meeting kind of guided me towards church, and that's where I asked, that's when I decided, you know, I said, ask God to help me, give me strength to try to help these other people, because there's no one around here that is always there like Richard and I. You know, just him and I is not enough. You know, we need a place to work, and we need your support. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. I think you said an important thing there. When we talk about Kotzebue, they always think of Kotzebue. Kotzebue is nothing but Kotzebue people. But lots of people moved here from other villages, and then lots of other village people always come here to visit their areas and to go shopping and everything and see if they could emit, you know.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about Kotzebue problem, it's just not Kotzebue people problem.
Yeah.
It's all region problem, you
yeah.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you brought that up because. Because I always feel like other villages need to feel that burden too, you know, not just us who live here. I'll be at one of your meetings. I don't know if it's Monday or Thursday yet, but I'll be at one of your meetings and try to see how what I know, what my skills. How you could use them, how I could donate my time to your time.
Okay.
You know?
Probably Thursday nights at 7 is better.
Okay.
What time Thursday?
So
7 o'clock.
Senior Center.
Okay. So I at this point I don't know how I can help you guys, but I'll be there at one of your meetings. So
most
if whatever skills I have, you know, I'll be glad to donate my time.
Okay, thank you. You know, a lot of times, most of them people are from villages that go that are
uh-huh.
in meetings,
uh-huh.
either court ordered or uh-huh. they've done something wrong. And they're mostly from villages who don't have AA meetings or people like us working trying to help other
uh-huh.
people.
Uh-huh.
And most of them are always villagers.
I
very interesting.
I would like to commend you young men. I know it takes strength and a commitment to work with other young people, especially after you've had a hard experience, so you could help other young people. And I want to thank you and commend you for your work.
Okay. Several times this Ford Foundation Innovation Grant letter, I've been trying to get it into elders, not all the time, but once in a while. It says, encourage the involvement of the middle generation. Now, that is you, Phyllis. Most programs have specifically targeted elders and youth. Just the elders and youth are having meetings trying to help themselves, not trying to help the middle generation. So this middle generation is written right there. And if the elders at their villages could find your letter, Innovation Grant letter, and try to do what we can to help our young people. And we're trying to do something to help middle generation, but we're slow, that's all.
Yeah.
Does anyone have anything to say from a group like the stroke?
I have something.
Okay.
This is a response to what you're asking for. I would encourage you to get a hold of Wilford Lane for the use of Cut Hall. And we do have a January 4th or 5th deadline for the 1994 Ford Foundation application deadline. And some of these ideas we could put into paper and submit them.
What's your deadline?
I think it's January 4th.
January?
January 4th, 1994.
So it extended from September 30 again?
No. It's a brand new year.
Oh, 1994.
Yeah, 1994.
Every year they have money to give away, not just the ones we have already. Every year you can apply.
Uh-huh.
It's January 5, this deadline. They have to be postmarked by 5 p.m.
Oh,
Wednesday.
I see. Uh-huh. I didn't know that. I thought it was only one time that time.
Yeah, Roland.
Richard,
yeah.
Does Lee know about your program?
Lee Stalker?
Yeah.
I know we've been talking with Robert Sheldon.
Oh, good.
And
yeah,
we have invited him to some meetings. I don't know if he's shown up. There's times that I'm not able to be there.
Yeah, I would talk to both of them.
Okay. Yeah.
Very good.
But some things like this, I mean, we as pastors are supportive of anything that it's not their program. It doesn't begin from the start from you. It's starting from somebody that's there. You know, they see the pastor has to organize and be very effective for those who support for those kinds of things. So I'd like for you to teach me with Robert.
We'll do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah,
we from other villages. We from other villages too, Katin Mayorak Donor, should encourage our young people. Tell them about this, their time of meeting places. Tat na kin yun nalaga akdora kuluit encourage orang na tiktok na kuro. Ubunga. Mutarika would tak tuba, Nalurake would canoeuna, tak the lang, and crocodile canyatuma nugget. That no cordial lag Louis Easing of Kala, Louis Tab Kumling and Cut Pangit, that nothing you need up to me, please can appear.
In the sector last night, IRLU, City Council, and elders in a group of voting for the first time. The room is Tommy Pinyat, which is a little good. I'm watching. Maybe you next time, huh?
I've been in Pina Central since 67, June. I believe it's a unique place to stay for a simple reason that it's one of the few old folks' home in Alaska that is trying to serve Eskimo food. And we have a lot of donations from all over the region for Eskimo food. We depend on it quite a bit. For that reason, it's a very unique program. And they're trying to increase it a little bit more lately of Eskimo food that we eat. It's very, very important for old people and all of us who like traditional food. Another thing that I'd like to say about that place is services I thought was real good because I turned in my laundry today. This morning I got it back this afternoon before I came here to the meeting. And that's better than quick service laundry. And I thought that was pretty good service. And they're trying to do the best they can. There are some, just like any place else, a few deadbeats, but we don't care about that. We just kind of overlook that. And, of course, as you know, something that I'm glad about this place that is open to church group. Very, very important. Very, very important to prayer groups. And, about 4 years ago, I developed two types of incurable disease. One of them was an extreme case of arthritic condition. I was frozen and I was like this. I couldn't move my fingers anymore. My fingers were all calcified. I couldn't move my neck no more. I was just like this. I had to walk. Turned my whole body to see somebody. I was just frozen completely. Then on top of that, I had a rare blood disease. And they gave me, they finally sent my blood to San Francisco, the world's leading blood expert. They found out I had one of the most rarest diseases known, perhaps the third one in person that ever had it, incurable. That kind of disease, there's no cure for it. You die. They gave me a couple months to live. They sent me here 4 years ago to Senior Center to die. And I was very desperate. After that kind of condition, after a while, I couldn't move no more. They had to turn me every 2 hours. That kind of care I got, no place. I was very glad that they can keep me alive that way, even to the last. Even when a person is dying like that, there's always a hope while you have the breath. Even when a person is dying, you've got 2 months to live, 1 month, 1 week to live, there's a hope. I sent for the prayer group. Yeah, there's a group of women that prays here in the city together. And they pray together and they pray constantly. And they pray because they want to be in touch for the healing for the people that are in desperate need. They came over to the place, they prayed for me. They prayed for me, and I believe that in my heart that I'm going to live. Even though I had incurable blood disease, even though I had two type of disease, I began to turn over. Hey! Then pretty soon I was standing around. Pretty soon in 1 month time I went to church. That prayer group that prayed for me, the Church of God people. I went to that place. And I've been up since then almost, but then I backslid. And then I got sick all of a sudden, and I got one more time, they sent me to Anchorage. No cure. Then, it's very important. The Word of God is very, very important, deep down inside. And it's very powerful if you use it right. And there's a man here in the city that went to work for North Slope, and he liked to drink beer, and he said he's going to read that word every day. He's a guard, so he's got a lot of time to read. He's going to try the Bible. And he read that thing and read it and read it. He came back to Kachibay, hey, I want to have a chance to drink a beer. You know that guy drank. And all of a sudden, he felt deep remorse. And he's crying. Why? I began to read why. I always want to find out why. The Lord Jesus said, my word washes you clean. You know, Old Testament times, they keep the temple clean, but the Lord lives in the body. And he's been cleaning his temple. And he got so clean by the word that when he put the beer inside, it made him remorse and crying. And he repented. and that's what happened. But I'm so glad that this body, this old folks' home is open to people that praise. And that's why it's unique in second place. And we need that place. And we need it more because of uniqueness of our food and because of uniqueness of spiritual life that is open to us from you people. Because when you pray for one another, it's going to affect me. Now I can play piano. I couldn't move. I couldn't shave before. And now I walk around. And that doctor, I couldn't lift my arm. And when I left, I told the doctor, what's your diagnosis about my arm? Oh, you're just hopeless case. You're just going to get worse. You can't even put your arm up. I came back to that hospital. Hi there, doctor. And he looked at me wide-eyed.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm supposed to die. Hey, you're supposed to have been buried 6 months ago. But you know that's what happened. That we have in this place a unique place, old folks' home. It's available to spiritual life that affects deep down inside and make us active again. You people should be more concerned about that. It's very powerful. Because people, my dad was an uncle. My dad was an uncle. And he said, you know, too bad the Christians don't know how powerful they are. If they only studied the Word, they would know how powerful they are. But you know, in service, I tell you one thing, to become a soldier, you train, and you have a weapon, and you have to keep your weapon all the time. You have a manual for training. And in order to be a very good soldier, you have to train a lot. Train. If you want to become, you know, a lot of people, they lay aside their sword, the Word of God. That's your weapon against everything. But they lay aside, gather dust. They know, that's why the people don't know how much power they have in Christianity. That's why they don't know how much power they have in Christianity, because they lay aside the manual for good living. That's why we have the condition in school. That's why the nation's going to pots. You know, but you, even though the world, one thing about this, you ever notice the whole world? They always have coup, they always have internal strife, that government is always changing. But we have some praying people in this country that is able to keep this country stabilized where we don't have to change government all the time. You ever notice that? You put those two together, the church, and we're still alive. As long as the church is alive in this country, we're going to have a stable government. We'll be able to meet like this and gather your wisdom to help the generation and start praying for wisdom. You're going to start helping them. That's why we have in the school system, even a peaceful school system than any place else in the nation. Isn't that something? Why? Because we got praying people. We got Friends Church. We got Church of God, Assembly. As long as we have those in this region and keep up to the higher power. You know, when I was going to church or school in the early days, one thing they used to do is say a Lord's Prayer, and then they pray. As soon as they took that, one atheist called the Senate, take away the prayer group. And you know what happened? That's when the, we never used to have vandalism in school. Ever since then, they took that prayer away, they start having vandalism. It's $60 billion cost to the nation school for vandalism. Why? Because they took the church, the mantle of power, and you, when you take away something, it has to be filled with something. And that's why the old people were spiritually aware of what goes on. As long as they are spiritually aware, it's going to help us. It helped me. It helped me. I'm still here. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Everything you said is true, Tom. I know that.
Huh?
Everything you said is true. Very good. Prayer is really strong. All of these people know it. Everybody.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Glory to God. Allah Rooti Lotam. Ten-minute break, Allah Kirayakusa. Start a meeting again.
Uvona Nivaksak, can you see Peggy? She's been doing a lot of work for elders all these, how many years now, going on?
Three?
Two. Two. Alice and Herbie Carmen Kupanek, Uva Ating, Savotiga Digut Atkunalabak, Uva Utokanani, Tingminaksi Apta, Aglalekutiga, Aglalekut Roruk, Nagalu, Tatna Utetalorang Naraktuk, Saku Tigluta, Sabani, Tamna Pilatakaming, Attang Nate Mek, Uva Kalan Narasugiga, Attakin Lutaku. She is a humble person to me. Te ma ilisi manakaktok no tam ilanga ta na ilu si kakman tara sabakti kakut uwa atlat saboti galak miyati ut a lot of the young girls are working for us too, all right? But at this time, we wanted to present her a little gift from the old people's side. Kananin ilipsinin ubatunan ilaklu kaitilakorok uminga kuya tigiplu for all the work she did for us.
Thank you.
You should look it now.
I don't understand what you said, but thank you.
That's a little gift from the all the elders.
Thank you.
You did all the work for us.
We just arrived.
Thank you.
Thank you
very much.
Yeah, thank you.
You're going to try it for
Thank you. Thank you, Minnie. We have a visitor here from Ambler. I'll ask her to speak at this time. Mm-hmm. Pam Ross.
Hi, my name is Pam Ross, and right now I'm living in Ambler this year. And yesterday I was on the phone with Rachel and explained to her that I was coming down to Kotzebue for some other business. And she said, why don't I come by and talk to you about why I'm living in Ambler this year. I come from Iowa, where I'm a librarian at a small Methodist college, and I'm also a graduate student in anthropology at the University of Iowa. Back in 1966, I came and lived in Ambler for a year. That was a long time ago. And in the spring, I came down here to Kotzebue and went to Sealing Point with Bob and Carrie Ewell for 6 weeks sealing hunt. And during that year, I did lots of things, like make mucklucks and seal pokes. And even though I'm white-skinned, I have pretty much Eskimo stomach. I always wanted to come back to Ambler for another year. But now I am divorced, and I have to find the way, the money, to be able to do that. And the way I found was to do research for my college degree, my graduate degree. And so I wrote to the city council in Ambler and also talked to some people here in Nana. And I've come back to live for a year in Ambler to learn about two things, what the women's subsistence knowledge is, subsistence being the gathering of the berries and the leaves and the roots, the fishing, and any of the hunting, the snaring and things. And I'm also interested in learning how the women learned to do those things, who they learned it from and where, because I think it's different for the Anas than for their daughters and for their granddaughters. One reason why I chose this topic was because I had been reading about how you elders in this region had a very strong concern about subsistence knowledge being passed on and learned by the younger generation. So my hope was that by doing this research that maybe we would learn something that would be of use to you people in the region when I have to pack up my stuff and go back down to Iowa. While I'm living in Ambler, I am giving back to the village by volunteering at the school. I volunteer 4 hours in the library there because I am a librarian. And I have also offered to give copies of any photographs that I have to the elders because they're thinking of putting a museum together. For those of you who may want to see some old pictures sometime, I do have some photos from 1966-67, and that includes in Ambler as well as out at Sealing Point with the processing and the hunting that took place then. I wonder if there are any of you that have questions or suggestions or ideas even.
Is your graduate degree a master's or a PhD?
A master's. I'm what's called an academic librarian. I'm a librarian for a college. And oftentimes nowadays a college librarian needs to have a second master's. And I have to tell you a little secret. I love to learn, but I hate to go to school. So I said, this is my third college degree. And I said, this time it's going to be something that I really like. So I chose anthropology because I really like that topic.
How's the work going in that?
It's going pretty well. I live in a cabin where I have to pack water and get my own wood, so that takes me some time. And also, I have been doing my volunteer work at the school and some subbing to help pay for my wood. And I've been meeting with various people in the village, and on the whole, I think things are going pretty well, a little bit slower than I thought. One of the teachers in Ambler published a book, and I think there's been some confusion that maybe I've come to write another book and make money. And so I've had to explain, I've gone to the elders meeting and the city council and explained again why I'm here, and explained that I'm not here to write a book to make money. I'm here to try to help find information on subsistence with the women know, so that maybe it will be useful when I leave.
Well, maybe there ought to be an agreement in the event that you write a book that some of the proceeds go to the elders and elders.
I have made that. I have told people when they've asked that if I did write a book, I would be more than willing to share the proceeds. If I did a book, I see it as sort of like a before and after to take the photos from 1966-67 because Ambler was just begun in 1958. It was a very new village when I was there. So these pictures show the way of life before all of the changes with the oil. And now what I'm doing is trying to take pictures of how it is now. And so if I did a book, it seems like that would be what it might be. But I am going to be very busy just trying to write my thesis. So
the other thing that the people in the villages say, because it's happened over and over, is that people always tell us whatever they think we want to hear at the moment. But they always do what they're going to do anyway.
Yeah, I know. Someone in the elders meeting asked me, how do we know that if you say you're not going to write a book, that you're not going to do it? And I can only say that's not what I'm here for. I'm not here to make money or to write a book. I'm here because I need to do research for my degree, but I chose the topic because I know that it's of value to, you know, the concerns that the people in the region have. Mm-hmm. So my hope was that this would be that what comes, what I learned from the people in Ambler will be of value to all of you. Because, and I will be sending a copy of this to the people in Ambler, and also to, I can send a copy to you people here, so that you can see what they all taught me.
I appreciate what you're doing. another person and I are just embarking on a research project, and I know it takes a lot of detail work, a lot of time to be precise and to interpret the information.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate your work.
Okay, thank you very much.
And I don't know how the rest of the people here take a lot of it.
I'm glad I have a whole year.
Kiki.
Okay, thank you.
Paria, kiku. Kukuko aglawat kang siyak ya. Uyo ko lugo tenya takir mang niya.
Tenya piumi.
You next. At kapu yul kito.
Cyrus.
Oh, Cyrus, yes. Kisi magkaroo itpalay.
My name is Cyrus Sears. I work for Manila with the Elders Traditional Foods Program. And I think this program is finally really getting into the public. And here's a report on that shipment from Barrow, and it's that muktuk that we had. I'll keep going. And I just happened to be in the office a little bit after 5 one day. Must have been about 5:15. I can't remember what I was doing, cleaning up after my mess or something. But I had a call from Ben Itta, and he mentioned that he had some muktuk that he'd like to ship up here to the elders. And he got the word from Bertha while she was up at Barrow that we would be able to pay the freight. So he said he could send a little bit if we don't want to pay too much, or we could send a fair amount if the freight is not going to be a problem. I told him we have a lot of elders up here. This program not only served Kotzebue, but also served regional elders. In other words, all 11 villages. So I told him to go ahead and send as much as he's got or how much he's willing to send down, and we would be able to take care of the freight. So to save some of the program monies, I worked with Mark Air Cargo Office in Anchorage and explained to them about this program and facts and information. And I got them to cut the price down and had a 70% savings. In other words, it would normally cost $1 a pound from Barrow to here. And after I explained to the Mark Air Cargo in Anchorage, he charged 30 cents a pound. So we had a lot of savings there. And this year with this program, it's good for 3 years. And this is the first year. And if this year's amount is not used up by this year, it could get carried over to the second year. The second year could get carried over to the third year, and after that third year there's a closing report. The same deal that we went through last spring for that one closing report. And last spring was pretty hectic because we had the short time to work with it in order to open this other one. But this anyway, it explains pretty much, and I had a lot of help from Hannah Mendenhall, Hannah Loon, and Ruth Sampson. They helped me work with the smuktuk, get it divided out. We divided it into 11, which will go to 11 villages. And I felt like there wasn't enough to talk to all the houses. So what what we thought, or what I thought about doing, was bringing it over to the churches during their Thanksgiving feasts. Mm-hmm. That way they can cut it up into serving size and at least and serve the elders there. Or if there's some elders that can't make it to the feast, maybe there's a relative that could take some home to that elder. But in the package, there's one package of meat, one package of tongue, and I can't remember how many packages I must have. Three packages, and they're Ziploc babies. And I've got a few extra packages that I thought that would come useful when you elders get together and probably have a potluck, or you know what goes on once in a while here. And then you know it could go out in that manner also. That takes care of this part of that muktuk, this report with the muktuk. Anyway, I also got about, I can't remember how many, 22 gallon sized buckets with seal oil, mitpok, uvmita, whatever, you know. And I had help from Hannah Loon, and also Ruth and Hannah Mendenhall, who helped me with those two. Divided all out. Anyway, I made 22, and I don't really have a real certain count on which way to bring it. But we got people like from Kivalina, you know, that got their okrup already. We got people over at Deering that probably got their seal oil already. So it would be up to, you know, it would be up to, you know, each time we get any kind of coastal type of food, I'm thinking about shipping it upriver, you know. Because if we ship it down to the coast, it's just going back to where it come from. And if we could ship it upriver, and maybe upriver has got something that the coast don't have, then, you know, it could be swapped around in that manner, and freight could be taken care of with this program. We could work a system out to put more into freight on the budget and work it out in that manner. That way it wouldn't cost either side anything to put variety on the table. And with part of the funding, it goes out to the village IRA, and then the village IRA can assist hunters that's willing to go out hunting for the elders. Hunting, fishing, gathering of native foods, could be berries, masu, anything that goes on up here, to basically to make sure that these elders that were raised up with these traditional foods still got it on their table. And lately I've been working on nets with program monies. I got webbing, float line, floats, lead line, and I got three different types of nets. I got whitefish net, trout net, and number 6, which I thought would be big enough for sheafish. So I'm almost done with the second sheafish net. I got done with one whitefish net, and I went out and set it for tomcod. This past 3 days, during the time the tide is going out, I got a good catch. But today the tide's coming in, and it slowed down a little. But within the last three days, I must have cut it about 80 tomcod, but they're real big ones. So. And what I'm planning on doing with those is also ship them upriver, because we already have them down here on the coast. And I know that there's some elders up there that like some of this stuff here. And somehow I got to express that this program has been run by one person, and there's a lot of work involved with it. You know how it is when you survive, and it's always helpful when there's an extra person there to give that extra hand. If one person is there by itself, it takes time. But I really like to thank Hannah Mendenhall, Hannah Loon, and Ruth Sampson. They've been very helpful. And this summer, when we're cutting fish, like for the senior center, I had a lot of help from Nana, cultural camp coordinator, Bernetta May. I had a lot of help from her, and we were cutting the fish outside of senior center. So we made a bunch of gamaka for senior center. When I do get something from the hunters, and it's not enough to otak all around town, I would just go ahead and prepare it for the senior center. And then not only the senior center residents are eating there, but there's also elders around town that would go eat at senior center. So they would serve it out in that manner. And I believe that they deliver cooked food. They deliver cooked food too. So when I do get a fair amount of something, which is most like the caribou or something, I would cut it up, you know, either into stew meats or steaks or roast, and then otak it in that manner. That way it would divide out a little better, rather than, because if I try to give a whole caribou to each elder here in town, we're speaking about at least 100 caribou, you know. So if I could bring 2 bags every so often, that or whenever I could get it, then it would go out in that manner. And when there's not enough, then I would take it over to the senior center. And I can't really think of anything else. But I hope to get those sheepish nets out. And oh, another thing, on that muktuk or anything I gotta send up river, maybe you guys could give me an address to ship it out. Should it be the pastures or certain individual that would take care of it there? If I had an address, should it be the IRA, and then they could take care of it there?
Feast the corner, but church moved to the person young.
Are you willing to?
Because that's where we eat.
So, just send it.
I walked the car home, mate.
If you plan to send some little bit to New Town, we got Thanksgiving committee. Thanksgiving committee, and they'll know.
Is there a certain address or?
General delivery, no tax.
Is that right? Is that to all the villages or is there?
They always know. They always know.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor. Thanksgiving committee, Prince.
Yeah, Thanksgiving committee.
Mm-hmm.
All the villages pass, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah.
We already sent it out.
I worked out a little deal with Cape Smite, and you know, since it's a donation, they're also willing, if they don't change their mind, they're also willing to ship it out for free.
Uh-huh.
So it's something that you got to work over to the full with, you know.
I'd like to know what mesh you use on trout mesh.
What mesh?
What's your mesh?
I can't remember what it is. I think it's 3 1/4, it's almost 4 right around that area. And the only time I did trout fishing was last year. You could go look at those ones up there, you know, where the subsistence. Feel free to come by up the subsistence building if you want to get more of an idea.
What is that?
The subsistence building, it's located right across the KEA, just right across the road, building 287.
maybe somebody should take the elders over there to take a look at the place, you know.
Yeah.
$287
Yeah. Phone number is 3596. I got an answering phone up there. It's not all the time I'm up there. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm up there as much as I possibly could be, but like this net down here, I got to take care of that before I'm running down to main office or Ferguson building. Or right now I'm here, so that answering machine will take care of
that. Okay, cool. Apa itu tu cepat kini yang nyuk sama rumah. Saya
tak mesel lah tu, sihel. Kami sabak tu.
On the articles of incorporation. In my, do you have to website copy? Dans Nova, quand je suis là, tu as l'eau, tu as fait l'écoute. Oui, tu sais que tu as un peu. Super Yann. Tu as un peu de temps, tu as un peu de temps. Tu as un peu de temps. Ing mektigun kali kanilutin temati ing meknik karena tibun ni kata lutin pikir siluik itna kengeng ngoro tiga lugu tuba apko ikut segati lugu tuba apko kerjian magati lugu itna senik isu meruta tap kuninga kisenik sabak sabtiknik isum nirukta sibun ninyarukta isum matigit lugu tamna tap ko sabak kodik itna atan unayaw tigil lugu tingdikit aglan. Itu makamali untuk hanap semik sesama sibuninya kami tinggal ngoro tiga lugu piduk rong itu agnan nutalu ubogulu itu matigi luta hanuk sesama tamna sibunirnya kaput iglek tilugu hanuk iglek til nakpan. Naku lukisit magan ubakit ni inyo penguro ni tamna isin matigit lugu tamna pigut atan runito lugu sit pingnitsa you want to talk about the Akhaluk trusta kunlu tabrumuna sana ukak ta hoting lu pit mata ukoti daga hotel lu pit mata kangek situ kluma ame itna kangek simora hota kaluk palak. Sibun ni yukti ubanga suwi mitiwa tabra kanek si mora uti pirukro kapsi. Ase
You want to speak more to the articles of incorporation, Chuck Green? You got anything to say about the articles of incorporation? Or am I putting you in the spot?
No, you're not. Actually, Roland and I were talking about that a little bit. I hope I'm going to clarify some of this instead of making it more confusing. First of all, just let me say that it's good to see all of you again, and it's good to be here with you today, and it's also good to see Billy and Elizabeth with this group again. I think that's going to be real good for our elders. And finally, I don't know when it was when we were requested to have our attorney, our borough attorney, make these papers available for you, our elders, the elders' council, the articles of incorporation, for you to consider as a way of getting organized and for you to consider as something that you might want to do because you've been in existence pretty much without a formal document saying that you are our regional elders. And for a long time, one of the objectives of, I think, NANA and the Borough and Manila Association has been to elevate the status of our regional elders. And perhaps this would be one of the ways to do it. I don't know. It's up to you. But because we had our borough attorney do these papers for you, doesn't mean that the Northwest Arctic Borough is trying to tell you to incorporate. The only reason we did it was because nobody else seemed to be wanting to do it, and we had an attorney that was familiar with this kind of work, and we wanted to be able to present something to you to for you to look at and think about. In the past also, and I think one of the other reasons for you to consider something like this is, in the past, of course, all of us know that you're under NANA Regional Corporation. It was because of our regional corporation that you became in existence. And so some people are maybe wondering if this would take you away from NANA. And I don't think it would. I think all it would do is it would formalize this group in the eyes of the state government or the federal government or any other federal funding agency, so that our regional elders would be eligible for funds if they wanted to administer a grant or seek funds, or even this foundation grant money that seems to have worked for us last year. These elders, if you had a program that you wanted to, that you felt strongly about, and yet you want our people to have in our region, then you as elders, instead of Manila or the borough or Nana, you as elders would submit a grant for funds. Some of the other purposes, of course, and you're already doing those. If you've had a chance to read it, is to operate so that you can donate for charitable contributions to people that need help, or to the churches. You'd be eligible to do that. You'd be eligible to help donate to for educational purposes. I'm just reading what this paper is saying. It would, and it's not, doesn't mean you're not already doing it. It just means that you would be formally recognized for doing something like that. And that it also says that you would work toward maintaining the culture and language and the traditions of the Northwest Arctic Inupiaq. And it goes on to say a couple other things, but you're already doing that. Because you're considered under Nana Regional Corporation, and I don't know this to be true, but because you're under Nana Regional Corporation, and I'm not saying it's bad either, but some of the other organizations, the borough and maybe Manila, feel that they don't have the same kind of access to you as our regional elders as maybe Nana Regional Corporation does. And we know Nana Regional Corporation provides a lot of funding for you as elders. That's good. I'm a shareholder, and a lot of us here are shareholders of our regional corporation, and that's what we'd like them to do. But many times when, I'll just use the borough, when we have something that we'd want the elders to consider, or when we have something that we want you to want to report to you, it doesn't always happen that way. And that's because somewhere in the system, somebody is changing things or taking them off the agenda because they don't want us to bring it to your attention or request support from you for whatever item it is. And we thought that perhaps this would be another way of providing access to you as elders in terms of the borough or Manila or any other organization that needed your support or your assistance or at least just wanted to report to you. And perhaps because you have been funded or even formal or because you've been organized by Nana, maybe Nana is thinking that we're going to decide what goes to the elders, or we're going to decide what kind of information you get, or and that sort of thing. And so we're thinking that maybe this would eliminate some of that. And I know it that kind of thing can get sensitive, but it's happened. And it's not very good. And some of you may have strong feelings about this, or are saying that because the borough attorney has done this, that the borough is trying to force us to do something that we don't want. That's not the case. We don't want you to think that way. We just want you to look at this and consider, and look at both the good and the bad of it, and decide for yourself whether or not it's something you want to do. And you don't have to make a decision right away. It's not something you have to do right away. There's no deadline on it. Are there any questions or comments?
It kind of matched what I just learned, but I learned many years, 2 years ago. We had problems to solve or to make a decision on and vote. And Johnny Schaefer, he was sitting there, and he said, you don't have power to do this and that. See, it's matching now. It's mixing now.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm understanding a little bit now.
What articles of incorporation it na ilimutun ukalha itok it na state tamlo federal gumlo kenyikonganik identified lakonganik aglakao pair of si tabretet na pisiche nagute itok tamna aglan umuna ukalauktunga atan ngot kolose nagaka city council akanik tudi atan nunakil yatne sule ira council akak tut atan nik sule angala chit yaronik kokli gi kabut tamara tap kununga sanaran le tap ko atan kolose atan ni lalusi sule tap kununga pingachi ti sulgi tufse tabra lisak nang nak to se kisuti lakse atan rup mi te na tan nak sut larut it no dikranik te kau kop se te te ni tok wa it na sakit nak silu ta bane isim mati ngit kalau ka wa alga khruk ta sugud it na wagut wangami wangnik ta bane khinyak tunga atan wanga avane ane iwo klunga nalaw meine abu lunga de ne yalak su de lunga de na dok pit ya kangat pit ya mega na semigil ko sinyek lunga lit ko sinyega ta ka lunga e kama e pane una no na kirak unisaga electricity ngit met e nanak surak tot gas lak turak tot ku men ton ngai met tak tok met Abba, kukilu paya kama supayoramon tulakama nevini in nama. Abba, our leap tetne tulagakama of Ramako running water, Ramako electric arc mate. Tetna, kavamangata tamara sawo diplugit. Wogut liva, kamana halak mirami, United States me, uwani itoni. Tetna nunakira wut mako. IRA Council lakak mirat, federal government recognize a kanganyiki. Suada miwa det na sabodi lek mi wadi gud wogu det na dok khagadik sabdi ni electric art la silu na kha imeng mik det na ang ma ta gu tiga it nak to mik pi pisa wo bogu United States ilagit mi ga ati ut kama nak to mail guro it na sibi ga iru ma kama sim mik sim ay nyak manu na kira masih adaning oran ilalidi kama congressme koklikaktilaga ilisamagiga senator kaktunga dama nagasuli representative kakminga dama federal government nagasuli ganna junome katiraktut legislature state tako kalakata suli state tako kaktit luding tetna suli tetna wokkaptin ni katanitinik tamat kununga tetna tujuk tok sila kataktunga dok suwada itna sinik suwada wot United States Forum gawamapta inyugit migati utok inyupengu kalakut aglan United States Citizen Rudy tetna simik etnunga nunakirami inyugo opimni inyukatma tetna nakukik kangatnik sa wakak sitilaga nalunaya inyupengun ngayong sunga Etna naoi kang anik sa wakalig anik sunga. Petition na migaglak lunga. Wili, kanunga, representative mipkak lugo, tuyoktok lugo, ukaya katigit lugo. Kise mate, legislature kun ewang nik napek la sinyak sut. Unakira wut, electrify out, electricity nik pitlasip lugo. Petition na migli no tami ang lechak sila kataktunga kaukli dilyagip nunga. Unakira lang, king unora lang yun si kaki kama electric talk petition mo na agbidit kaklu. Wanga ay papak. Itna. Na next turak nunga. Imiktak turak nunga, kiruktak turak nunga, inyugan ito nga. Tet nang itchungoni nakusuk mangsuk it nakdona ta ili chugeng it kiga dabrani wanga at laur lakila waglan tingasuneglan tet nan na kemi kukili khunga ewa khawmi chuwato goko letka khagatik samit nik pe khawmi padi nasemit isimak saktu sangna khunga wamnik kinyak sila rakhtunga walakaw wanga Etna inyupem una ilit kuse nunakirang minyi at langole chok tetna so nakori kaming ititaklu angalasungat nagu itichugu kanga tetna simik wa wahir tenyik so ngaw mengat nik tetna tutkik so ako rakamingat nik ilit chukayak sila katak nga maanil kinyakul lakshunga pingapmat nga tingunem nyin notami nyon ni ñu pengon ngir nek suma dak tut kee lip kar nek ka ñu pa ka gorak nek ka adan et nay to gorak tot sumi kat la ngok ta sungat na wo ñu ni rayuk mit so pa yar na ku mi ri limik ne et na sumi kat la ngok ti ci ñe gax sil ga tax nga sa wa khang na kama et na naru kee ñerit ka ñu ko hectar ñuk asi wanak padun kang silanya nungo wala ko banga ra anitit kayo oral singone ilit ko sinit tilaga atan IRA counselor tapko IRA counselor in ilangit wa ilorunga aglan vote kingit dasit nungo sabah kang nasungo naman laliti yung mga singone anit dasit kayak nungo Tet nasimi inyunak taktuni kamanak doni ataning ngoni. Yok mipyuni tet nasinyun atanuguru tawakko. Asi tutkai tiging ilangat sa wakiruni. Kilamik itna inyunak tuni simmiguli pahlu so simmiguli kmini. Simmigumit kaksit mata. Tet na kangiksit yanak to. Tet na ukakadirangit migat nga. Uwa umunak lugu simmer ngucut elipsik tito net na korang ngucut uwa itna kuda simmer ngucut asi suli na kuda uwa simmer ngucut itna orak tecut just flat no explain o tecuk just no Asi no agotat taman kang exilgut kiga wara. Temane si wara si mga mga sitlang. Uwa kagadik sanganit United States mi umayil gup mizangwe. Citizen gup miyuk. Asi tet na si mi nyo nak takaktit lunga. Atan ngurut IRA counselor datan ngawut. Asi suli. Ilipsi. Uwa. Inyak kapsik inyak lan. Wungamin na nat kuno nilalitip ng board member ko nga mo nakpasarok kilut naman si bunik taktilakot kang sari kaptigo aralo utok kanat magko alakso ilarok sat alakso nyeral gunya gati nagon ni wagot pichuk sakur alagot yugot pibalok kibot itnalikuda utok kananik alakso ilaronik wa akaptahunok Janili wili yatne doctor aglangnon aglaklu what recognize sa opting nalunaglut village jorame elders ulokaisa asi atadiun tetna wo lesi